there, I felt like the Lord was giving me a word for you. Jesus. And he was saying, young man, he was saying, I have a call on your life.
Uh-huh.
And you've pulled back from it at times. But I would say unto you this day, come forward, and I shall begin to open up doors for you. I shall begin to let my spirit rise in you, and you shall do mighty things for me, saith the Lord. For I have called you. I have a calling upon your life. And I know that at times you've said, not me, Lord, not me, Lord. But yes, it's you, son. I've called you. And my callings are election sure if you'll just come forward and move towards me as my spirit moves upon you. For surely I shall begin to even open up depths of my word to you. I shall begin to open up opportunities for you to witness to those about you. And it shall be a mighty witness. It shall be a witness that will set the captives free if you'll come forward in me, saith the Lord. For surely I love you, son, and I've known you before you were formed in your mother's womb, and I had a call on you before you were ever brought forth into this earth. And I shall begin to move upon you, and I shall move mightily upon you. But I would say, don't draw back, because my soul shall not have pleasure in you if you draw back. But come forward in me, and know that surely I have my hand upon you, and I have it upon you mightily, and I'll not lift my hand. Even if you draw back, you'll feel my hand, and oh, you're gonna say, oh, I can't. After a while, you're gonna say, Lord, I gotta go forward, because he's gonna make you miserable if you draw back. I'm gonna tell you that he's gonna make you miserable. Your life will get miserable. Don't draw back from him. Come forward as the Lord would have you come forward. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you, buddy. Anybody else have a word for him? Go ahead.
My son, you would say this very moment, I didn't come here for this. But I would say unto thee, there is an appointed time, and you've come to the appointed time. Because, see, I'm the one that gives life and gives and takes it, saith the Lord. But I have given thee strength even this day. You purposed in your heart that you would come and listen to a loved one. But I would say unto thee, this appointed time, you're going to hear the loved one. And it's going to be my love, saith the Lord. And you're going to receive, and you can't turn back, saith the Lord. Because I will be thy strength and thy uprising. And when you can't go no more, saith the Lord, I will still carry you, saith the Lord. Because you will know that you know that you know. It is God in the midst of thee. Amen.
The hardest things in this life are the most rewarding. And God will totally equip you for anything he calls you to.
My God.
And the blessings that you'll receive from that, you wouldn't be able to believe. So, just follow his voice, my brother.
Okay, sis, we're going to pray for you now, okay? Praise you, Father. Lord, you just draw both of these young people to my attention when they came in. And I'm just standing up there, and I can just feel the love that you have for them, Father. And surely, my daughter, I'd say unto you, seek not the things of this world. For surely I'm calling you into a greater world, saith the Lord. I'm calling you into the world of the kingdom of God. And I would say unto you, don't say in your heart, but I have all these plans. I want to do all these things. Those plans are going to go fall by the wayside, because I have a plan for you, saith the Lord. And surely I shall begin to bring my plan forth in you, and it shall be a mighty plan, a plan of anointing, a plan of release, and a plan of opening doors for you that I will open. The other doors, I'm going to begin to shut those doors, because they're not of me. But I would say unto you that I love you this day, and I'm calling you up into a higher place in me. And you would say, well, Lord, I don't know about that, but I'm going to tell you, you will know about it. Because he's going to send visitations to you. He's going to open things up to you that you've never seen before. And all of a sudden, the questions that you've had in your mind are going to begin to get answered. And the Lord's going to answer them to you directly. He's going to begin to speak to you out of so many places that you're just not going to, you're going to be overwhelmed with it. He's going to start speaking to you a mighty, mighty word. He's going to use you mightily if you'll release yourself into his presence. If you'll say, yes, Lord, where you lead, I'll follow. What you feed, I'll swallow. And you do that, and you're going to find that you're going to become even that word of God as it becomes part of you. And I know you've been raised in a Christian family. Mm-hmm. I know that. I mean, I don't know any of these people. I've never seen them before. But I'm going to tell you what. God has a call on your life too.
My God.
A mighty call. Don't run from it. Don't run from it. The world's going to try to pull you in the other direction. Don't let it pull you in the other direction.
Amen.
Okay? God bless you. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you a release in the anointing of your presence upon this sister's life. I ask you just a special visitation from you by your spirit to her. Father, in the night seasons, begin to speak to her. Father, keep your hedge about her that the world doesn't draw her into the things of the world, but keep her safe in your hands, Lord. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. 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 Anybody else?
And I would say unto thee, my daughter, seek not the less, and do not be satisfied with less.
Come on.
Because I have more for thee, saith
Come
the
on.
Lord. And the things I have, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, through the Holy Spirit and through your blood, I pray your blood all over this daughter right now, Lord, that nothing shall come nigh her dwelling. Even the temptations that would come to the natural, she will not have to, Father, because, Father, you have set a standard within her life. And that standard is Jesus Christ. Let him arise and let his enemies be scattered. In Jesus' name, amen.
Don't look back at the past either. Look ahead. I don't care what went on in the past. Just look ahead from this day forward. God's going to do some mighty things in both of you guys.
Yes.
Just begin to spend a little time with him and say, Lord, what would you have me do? And he's going to start showing you. He's going to start opening it up to you, okay? God bless you guys. God bless you. God bless you, sis. Praise the Lord.